Once again, we are taking a look at one of the jury recommendations from the inquest into ending intimate partner violence in Ontario. Joining us, as she does every week, Erin Lee, Executive Director of Lanark County Interval House. Welcome back, Erin.
Always happy to be here.
Number 83, again, to the federal government. It is a simple statement that says implement the National Action Plan on Gender-Based Violence in a timely manner. When you and I talked about this beforehand, you said, well, I mean, we'll let you explain what's going on. But, when I see something like this being presented, I immediately think of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission and all the recommendations that they made and how few of them have actually been put into place. Do you feel that that's sort of the same track this might take, or do you feel more positively about this?
Ask me that question in 6 months, I probably have a different answer. I'm always cautiously hopeful that things can be different. And I do want to say that during COVID, the federal government did engage with anti-violence agencies and did provide additional funding during COVID to address some of those pressures. What I will also say is once the government declared that we were post-COVID, all of those provisions were removed. And so that doesn't change the landscape and the realities of what's happening in our province and in our country around the exacerbated issues of intimate partner violence. So cautiously hopeful, the National Action Plan has been launched, so that's positive. The National Action Plan has been negotiated. So how it works is it's a federal plan for the country, and the federal government negotiates with every province and territory. Based on and rooted in what the government has identified are their pillars. So if there's a pillar related to rural and northern communities, then that has to be part of your scope of what you're going to do in your province and your territory to address gender-based violence from the perspective of how the government has defined it and designed it. Those negotiations have all happened. All provinces and territories do have their allocations. We have seen some funding come into our agency as a result of the National Action Plan. What we don't have is we don't have regular, open, and transparent communication with anybody from the ministry or the government about the National Action Plan, about the forms of accountability, about their processes to define and decide who gets what funding and how that all works. We're not our voice is not part of that conversation. And I would agree with you, Bob. There's always a worry that when we implement something, that it'll be implemented for a time-specific period of time, then we, meet some needs and we respond to needs, and then the money disappears. So I think that that's a really significant issue, and I would echo your concerns or your reactions to, we have Mass Casualty Commission, we have inquests, we have recommendations for the Domestic Violence Death Review Committee, we have Truth and Reconciliation, we have the recommendations from Murder and Missing Indigenous Women and Girls. And all of those reports and valuable guidance towards reconciliation of many, many issues are really slow to materialize into something that is effective and that is landscape changing. And so I think from my perspective, as a provincial advocate, as somebody who has a voice, my voice will be used around accountability, transparency, and pushing the envelope to ensure that the government is responding adequately. And I am one person who feels very, very strongly that there should be a commission. There should be a commission on intimate partner violence, both provincially and federally, where they have the ears and the eyes and engagement with experts from across the country, experts from across the province who are informing the government on what are the realities, the lived realities out in our communities, and what should the government be investing in.
Also, We've talked about this in the past, the collaboration, when you can find common ground for certain things. You mentioned the missing and murdered Indigenous women. Like, there's a lot in this that would help in that particular situation, as far as in some of the things that they would like to see there. So there can be a good crossover. We've talked about collaboration many times at the local level and the provincial. This is taking it to the higher level. It's unfortunate that you don't see more collaboration at the federal level like this, but hopefully this is a bit of a different path.
I do hope it's a different path, and I think that you're absolutely right. I think that if you take a look even at these 86 recommendations, there are recommendations in here, and this was the first ever dedicated and focused rural inquest. But 86 recommendations, there are probably at least a third, if not more, of those recommendations that speak to every single community, right? That speak to all walks of life, that speak to gender diverse folks and Indigenous women and migrant workers and immigrant families. And I think that this document, and I've said it from the beginning, is really a roadmap. And I think we do have to create collaborations. I think that we in local communities who have applied a lot of pressure to the provincial and federal government since the release of the recommendations, I think it's evident that in smaller communities and working with municipal governments, collaboration and creativity and response is doable. I think we need to transfer that learning and that process to our province and then to our country.
Aaron, thank you as always for this. The conversation continues next week, indeed, but certainly interesting points that you brought up today as well. We really appreciate it, and we look forward to next week.
Thank you very much. I just want to say that, as we sit here and talk about recommendation 83, and we have three left before we're finished, I think that this is a huge example of collaboration. I think this is a huge example of how community agencies and radio stations and media members, how we all work together to focus on how do we make sure this conversation continues to happen. And I will say that my FM is still the only radio station in the province of Ontario and likely the country who is doing this dedicated work to ensure that these recommendations are heard, are listened to, and are responded to. So thank you very much.
You're very welcome. It's unfortunate that we have to do this, but we are doing it for that exact reason, so that we can make sure that this is heard. And once we are done, we've talked about this before, we will find a way to continue to keep the word and keep this information present in our communities. Aaron, we'll talk next week.
Thank you.
I'm Bob Perreault from IFM and LanarkLeadsToday.ca.